are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Okay, just when I thought the Whitney story could kind of subdue a little bit so the family could grieve and she could be buried, more news breaks. You guys aren't going to want to hear this one. There's news that Osama bin Laden, of course, before he died, actually was obsessed with Whitney Houston and wanted to rub out Bobby Brown, all right? This is from Reuters. He apparently loved Whitney Houston, thought she was the most beautiful woman, wanted to make her one of his wives. He would have gotten rid of Bobby Brown. Really, does the family need that? It with everything going on, does the family need that? I want to tell you, I have received many of your emails, and I want to thank you. I've actually never been this behind, and I promise I'm going to try to get to all of them, even if I can't on air. But one email that came up out of the blue, which I thought was kind of an interesting one, is, Dr. Dahlia, I heard that roofies is a similar medicine that Whitney Houston took. Is that correct? Well, I don't know if they found roofies in Whitney Houston's bloodstream. Roofie is the date rape drug. You guys heard about that? That's what you give somebody. Well, you better not give anybody one of those, but it causes them to have amnesia, and people wake up with their panties off, and it's considered complete amnesia, not knowing what happened. It's called Ropinol or Flunitrazepam. Sorry, I got to read that one slow. And it is a benzodiazepine. It is in the same family as Xanax, Valium, Ativan. Absolutely. You're right on that one. These are very, very heavy, dangerous drugs. I'm sure many of you have been watching the news. I just saw a segment on Anderson Cooper with Dr. Sanjay Gupta and Dr. Drew discussing what we've been discussing all week, you know, in terms of how these medicines and just a little bit interacting with alcohol be enough to disable your hypothalamus, which regulates your breathing, and which is what Dr. Gupta was talking about, and how Dr. Drew was saying also your gag reflex and swallowing reflex. A lot of times you can aspirate. We've talked about teenagers who get drunk, right? And they get so drunk, they drown in their own vomit because they just cannot control their swallowing reflex. So, you know, these are dangerous, dangerous drugs. Absolutely. Let's go to the phone lines. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Yes, I was just listening, and I take clonazepam, and I wondered what you thought of that. Thank you.
Clonazepam or clonazepam, same family. You know, they kind of divide these benzodiazepines into short-acting and long-acting. We use the short-acting ones to put you to sleep, you know, like triazolam, even Versed. We've used Versed. I've used that in the ER setting. But then you have the longer benzodiazepines like your Valium and your Xanax that can kind of stay in your system all day. Clonazepam, your Clonopin, it's considered a long-acting, still just as addictive. And I get nervous about these long-acting ones because I actually think they're more addictive than the quote-unquote short-acting ones. Now, don't get that mixed up in terms of medicines kicking in. Somebody would say, Dr. Dahlia, Xanax is a short-acting one because it kicks in quick. We've talked about how many people notice that Xanax kicks in pretty quickly, within 15 minutes, okay? Half-life, I think about 8 hours, if I remember correctly. I'm trying to go back to my pharmacology days. But Xanax is something a lot of people take during the day. Not the safest thing to take during the day. We talked about that woman who had it in her system from the night before, was in her system when she jumped a sidewalk curb, killed 3 kids. And they blamed it on the Xanax. But unfortunately, clonazepam, I lump in with the Xanax and the Valium. Still could be highly, highly addictive. Now, mind you, I inherit many patients who have been on clonazepam or these medicines for years. I understand that many of you, especially those of you that are middle-aged, when you first started taking these medicines, your doctor never told you that you wouldn't be able to get off of them. Now, remember, the medicine, the benzodiazepine family came out in the 1950s, right? And I believe 1957 was when it first hit the market. By the 80s, it was really common. Popping a Valium was very common. But many of you, if you are taking these medicines on a regular basis, I don't want, you know, I don't want people to stereotype you as addicts. I can't stand that as I'm watching, you know, the news coverage, et cetera. Oh, this person's an addict. This person's an addict. I like to use the term for a lot of my patients, victims. All right. Well, not because they're patients of mine, right, and they're victims because of that. But, you know, they say, Dahlia, you know, 10, 20 years ago, my doctor said I could take this for sleep. I've been taking this for sleep every night. Well, that doesn't mean you're an addict or a bad person. Does it mean you're probably dependent on the medicine? Yes. Does it mean you could have an addiction to benzodiazepines? Yes. So I really can't stand the term addict. But unfortunately, in a lot of addiction medicine, they may actually lump people that take these medicines on a daily basis, excuse me, as an addict. Well, what do? Well, don't stop them abruptly. You cannot stop these medicines abruptly. If you've been taking any benzodiazepine long term, you stop it abruptly, you could have a seizure. I mean, these are a very dangerous class of medicine. In fact, I believe we've even used Klonopin for seizures. I used Ativan, lorazepam, one of the medicines that Whitney Houston was on, for my alcoholics who would come in and be going through withdrawal and about to seize. So we would be giving them alcohol through the IV so they wouldn't seize, and be giving them Ativan to prevent DTs and seizures that could actually kill them. So, I mean, these are very, very strong medicines, and I understand many of you are taking them. I don't want you scared, but I want you aware. You cannot mix these with alcohol. Dr. Drew had talked about, with Anderson Cooper, you know, mixing a couple glasses of wine and Ambien could be deadly. He's 100% right. And I'd like to take that further and say one glass of wine and an Ambien. You don't know. It's the wrong amount of alcohol with the wrong pill at the wrong time. Don't go away. We're going to be right back. I want to talk about some celebrities who died and how they did. 1-877-DOC-DALY.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com, civilian emergency dispatch system. Peace through preparedness.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to FakeTV.com. Or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
On the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I'm sure you all heard about this bust that happened at Texas Christian University. 17 students, including four football players, busted when undercover officers caught them selling drugs, marijuana, cocaine, ecstasy, but also prescription drugs, OxyContin, hydrocodone, Xanax. You know, the kids are into these as well. You know, we talk about prescriptions and these medications a lot on the show because almost every day there's a headline regarding somebody overdosing on this medicine or stealing it or trying to pass it on to kids. We talked about this. The number one drug in schools now, it's not marijuana, it's not ecstasy, it's not even Percocets. Number one is Xanax. A benzodiazepine, the same benzodiazepine we've been talking about with Whitney Houston. I don't like talking about the same story day after day on the air, but this is a story that's going to continue. You're going to be hearing more and more about this because this drug is all over the place. It is so common. It is used for so many things. Most people pop it for sleep or to get through life and to get through work or to get through listening to the Dr. Dahlia Show. I don't know. I don't know why people feel the need to pop so much Xanax. You know, I know it's stressful out there. Trust me. I couldn't take those medications. I'd fall asleep. They make you go sleepy. We were talking about Versed. I used Versed in the ER, right? You give them a paralytic, you'd use Versed, and you'd intubate them. Or when I would be packing people's nosebleeds because they were about to bleed to death, I'd use Versed. These are pretty heavy medicines. Well, you know, sadly, when we, you know, see somebody like Whitney Houston die, we kind of question and go back and go, okay, well, what happened to some of the other stars? Was it the same thing? Well, a little different. Marilyn Monroe, you know, back in 1962, she actually died of a barbiturate overdose. Okay, downers, what we used to call them, the downers. Right? It's a class of drugs that cause you to be sleepy, kind of brings you down. You could take uppers and you could take downers. They still are in dispute over the exact cause of death, but they believe it was prescription drugs that did it. Nick Adams, who was an actor at the time, James Dean, Elvis Presley friend, again, overdose of barbiturates. Right? They say it was accidentally suicide and undetermined, but many of these sedatives or these downers was in his bloodstream. Elvis Presley had been given pills. You know, by his doctor, we've known that he was on prescription pills. He did a variety of things. Many of us don't know that he actually became addicted to stimulants during his military days. And so he was in the military in the 50s. Wasn't it during the late 40s, early 50s? And he was already getting addicted to stimulants then. Kurt Cobain, remember, shot himself in 1994. All right. He had heroin in his system, but also Valium. Valium was, you know, remember, when people take drugs, they have a hard time coping and relaxing or getting through the withdrawal. So doctors will give them these benzodiazepines. Chris Farley, remember from Saturday Night Live, heavy, but very funny guy. Again, overdose, no illegal narcotics, although there were reports that he was doing illegal drugs, but they said plenty of prescription drugs were found, and the autopsy revealed morphine and cocaine as a cause of his accidental death. Just 5 years ago, Anna Nicole Smith died, just 5 years ago, of an overdose of prescription drugs. All right, and yes, they started to go after the doctors, absolutely. Sleeping pills, opioid painkillers, anti-anxiety drugs. Oh, yeah, they're still investigating the doctors on this with Whitney Houston. They are. They're subpoenaing the pharmacies. They're subpoenaing the doctors. And it's funny because they were reporting in the news that that is a little odd, you know, that they're going to the step, especially when they, you know, don't think it's homicide. They're probably highly suspecting that she had, I mean, when you see something like that, you're assuming it was multiple prescription drugs in her system. Heath Ledger was on a cocktail of pharmaceuticals, including OxyContin, Valium, Xanax, Restoril, Unisom, and Vicodin. Okay, now let's just stop for a second here with Heath Ledger. Remember, Heath Ledger was in Brokeback Mountain. He also played the Joker in the Batman Dark Knight, was it? Okay, quickly here, I want to show you how easy it is to overdose. For those of you listening, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. No, don't get a glass of water. No, we're not taking the pills. Let me just explain. Okay, take a look at this. So if he had OxyContin, Valium, Xanax, Restoril, Unisom, and Vicodin, all right, if that possibly was in his system the day he died, look how easy this is, okay, right? Fracture, shoulder surgery, knee surgery, whatnot, taking OxyContin for pain, okay? In the morning, wake up, you're a little anxious. You take a Valium, okay? By about maybe noon, 1 o'clock, pain setting in, but you don't want to take an OxyContin, so you take a Vicodin, okay? Get a little anxious about 4 or 5 o'clock, you have an interview, take a Xanax, okay? All right. Now we have, that's already 4 medicines. So he's popped 4 pills, let's say, just as an example. Now it's bedtime, okay? He takes a Unisom, which I believe is over-the-counter diphenhydramine, which is like Benadryl. It doesn't cut it. He can't fall back asleep. He can't fall asleep. So then he goes and he reaches for his Restoril. And then he dies. Now, I'm not saying that's the order. But look at how many of us could possibly have fallen into that same pattern. Remember, a 24-hour day is a 24-hour day. That's a lot of hours. And for some of you in pain, okay, and you're only allowed to take your medicine one every 6 hours, I know you're shaking your head going, that's not enough. Many times you need to take something more. I mean, can you imagine, you know, having some sort of a condition where you're in pain? I don't know what condition Heath Ledger could have had. I don't know if he was abusing the Vicodin and OxyContin or if he actually had a lumbar fusion, cervical fusion. I don't know. I don't know. But there's many of you out there that do. You're fighting a failed back surgery. You're fighting endometriosis. You're fighting prostate cancer pain. It's very easy to take some Valium muscle relaxants, pain pills, take a little bit of alcohol because it's your anniversary, unable to sleep with it over the counter, so you pop a sleepy pill and you die. Right? It doesn't mean you have to be throwing pills at, in handfuls and chugging them into you. That's not what an overdose is. It's the wrong pill at the wrong place at the wrong time. They mentioned Farrah Fawcett because they said Big Pharma killed her. They said she did not die of the chemotherapy. She died of the rectal cancer, but there's been some speculation that the chemotherapy was too strong. I don't know. Michael Jackson just happened 2.5 years ago, the propofol. We aren't going to go into that. It's still haunting us that a doctor could be that stupid. All right. Amy Winehouse had been taking prescription drugs. They said no illegal substances found on her body at the time, but they said it was alcoholic poisoning. So she might have overdrunk. And keep in mind, any of us could poison ourselves with alcohol. Okay? When we talked about these caffeinated drinks, these caffeine drinks, you drink caffeine drinks with your alcohol, you don't feel drunk, so you drink more alcohol. And I would venture to say one of the easiest ways to have alcoholic poisoning is doing shots. Okay? Dahlia, come over here. Let's do some shots. No. Shots are a very small amount, but they are very, very potent. No, you know, sipping a wine cooler, sipping a glass of champagne, that could last. But throwing down shots, yes, you could have alcoholic poisoning. I remember the kamikaze days. Dangerous stuff, people. Dangerous stuff. All right, so now Whitney Houston. We are still, here we are, still, you know, waiting for the coroner. We're suspecting lorazepam, Valium, Xanax in her system, sleeping medications. I guess she was given amoxicillin for a throat infection. But the one thing we need to talk about with Whitney, and then we're going to be moving on and getting to your phone calls, I promise, is 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, is if any of you are taking these medications for reasons that may be justified, do not go on a bubble bath. All right? I know a lot of people that will take their sleeping pill, and they go, okay, it takes 30 minutes for the sleeping pill to kick in because I'm so used to them, so I take a hot bath to relax me. No, don't be taking Valium, Xanax, your sleeping pills, and then going into water. You take the medicine and you get your butt into bed. If you could take the medicine while you're sitting up in bed, brush your teeth, maybe take it with water so your teeth are still pretty clean. But no, you don't take these medicines and go into a tub. Because if your hypothalamus, like Dr. Sanjay Gupta was talking about, gets a little disrupted and you have a breathing issue and you pass out, you could fall into the water. I passed out once. Very crazy. I was not drinking at all. I was drinking water. We were bowling. I was about 19 at the time. And my friend said, Dahlia, your turn. I stood up. I stood up quickly, and I fell. So it was a vasovagal syncope. And wow, if I would have fallen into water, yeah, I probably could have drowned. Scary stuff. And that was just drinking water and bowling. All right, when we come back, more on the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our leap year sale with prices from 5 years ago. From February 1st to February 29th, you can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling, to help you help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
long-range patrol ration entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug-out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold-weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the freeze-dry guy is offering a limited-time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty and nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com, your source for survival food in an uncertain world.
Get over 6,000 preparedness items. Get you ready. That's what you'll find at GetReadySurvival.com. Over 6,000 preparedness items. And counting. Because we're adding new items nearly every day. GetReadySurvival.com has it all. Small and family-sized tents. Backpacks. Sleeping bags. Food supplies. Get yours at GetReadySurvival.com. Portable water filters. Canteens and hydropacks. Knives, axes, shovels, compasses. Camouflage and tactical gear. Fire starters and ammunition. It's all at GetReadySurvival.com. How about first aid medical, emergency, or small personal survival kits? Get yours at GetReadySurvival.com. If you're not prepared or just semi-prepared, the place to get prepared now is GetReadySurvival.com. Got questions? Call 928-541-9723. That's 928-541-9723. Or go to GetReadySurvival.com. And remember, survival preparedness means living on your own terms.
Take charge of your health. Get all natural innovative health products from the newaffinityhealthproducts.com. From weight loss to cold and flu remedies to better joint function, discover natural products you can trust online at affinityhealthproducts.com. Like Lose and Snooze. Fact is, 90% of all diets fail. Why not try a completely new way of dieting? With Lose and Snooze, you can achieve weight loss while you sleep. Guaranteed. Reduce caloric intake, get a deep restorative sleep, build lean muscle mass, and keep your metabolic rate up to burn fat throughout the night and day. With all-natural Lose and Snooze from AffinityHealthProducts.com. Include the one-day diet for a complete weight loss package. Order Lose and Snooze and the one-day diet and other all-natural products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y HealthProducts.com. Or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Of course, I don't have to cough on break, but on air it comes. Oh, I hope I'm not getting sick. We got to do the Disneyland thing with the kids. I know. I just get exhausted thinking about it. I can't get sick. Let's go to the phone lines. I want to talk to you. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. 1-877-DOCDALI.
I'm one of the leftover truck drivers that listen to your show in the
morning. Yay! Leftover.
I have a question concerning the symptoms and visible signs of sleep apnea. That is a hot button issue in the trucking industry, and I was curious if you would address that. Thank you very much. Enjoy your show. Have a great day, Doc.
Oh, no, thank you, and thank you for calling. Wow, leftover. I hope I haven't scared all my truckers away. I love you guys. Oh, you guys rock. Okay, sleep apnea, symptoms of sleep apnea, physical signs. All right, a very simple sign for me as a doctor, and again, I'm being overly conservative and cautious, is if I see somebody who has a John Goodman neck. You guys know John Goodman, remember from Roseanne? I think he did a Flintstones movie. You know, he kind of has that football player build with the big neck. Somebody that looks like that, that has that big, thick neck, I usually assume he has some sort of sleep apnea before I even open up his throat. Now, I don't know how close you truck drivers are if you want to peek inside each other's mouth, But sometimes, especially men with big tongues, this is why I'm losing the truckers. Is this why I'm losing the trucker audience? All right, big tongues, big tonsils, narrow oral pharynx, those could be signs telling me as a doctor or you as a comrade, a compadre, that your buddy may have sleep apnea. Okay? Now, of course, the snoring is a big one. So let's say your wife or, ladies, your husband or whatever is sounding, or your partner is sounding like this. You know, like that. And it sounds like they're cutting off the air supply. That's a sound of what sleep apnea could be. But what about subtle things? Okay, what about those of you who sleep alone? And no one's watching you breathe, and no one's telling you how big your tongue is. Then for you, those, except I know some online sites would, or some 1-900 numbers would. But, you know, if you don't really have anybody that's there watching you, especially breathing, then a sign is you're tired during the day. You just don't get enough energy. You always feel like sleeping, or you actually fall asleep on the job. Now, I love you truckers out there. You guys have saved me from many, many a police ticket, right, for speeding. And so God bless you guys. And I know I pass you pretty rudely, you know. I know it's not your fault, but it's nice because when I need to pass, you guys move over to the side. You're so sweet and you're so cuddly. I love you guys. I do. But it's tough. And I'm very familiar with my truck drivers because I used to do the Reno to Vegas drive all the time. That's 7 hours, assuming you only stop once in Tonopah to urinate. I mean, it is a long drive, single lane either way. Well, I guess it's a two lane, but you only have one lane. So you get tired. You can't really waver like you want to. And, you know, those I used to, you know, call the truckers on the road, my amigos. One time there were three truckers. So I called you guys my three amigos. And we kind of got each other's back, especially with the police. Because when you drive down that road, I believe it's the 95 North. Or the 93 North, I forget. I think it's the 95 North around Hawthorne. You always get pulled over. I get pulled over every time I do the drive. And so you guys got my back. So I just wish I could get your back. But anyway, neither here nor there. So when you're driving and it gets boring and the Dr. Dahlia show ends and you have nothing to listen to, very easy to start falling asleep. That's a sign. Now, it's very easy to test for sleep apnea. There's a couple ways to do it. A sleep study test, very simple. All right, the doctor orders, now I understand you guys are rarely in town long enough to set something like this up. I understand that on your days off, you want to have your days off. I get that. But if on one of your days off, you could run over and pick up the machine or allow the company to drop the machine off, there are some at-home sleep studies. Sometimes you don't have to go to a lab. There are some machines that you could take home. It's not going to be as comprehensive as going to their sleep lab, which is kind of like a hotel room where they hook you up, but it's something. And for those of you that really don't want anything on you, they could even do something very simple, an overnight oximetry, which most places will do for free. Where, you know, when you go to the doctor, you stick your finger in the little machine. It's like a little finger probe that checks your oxygen and your pulse. They could do overnight oximetry, tape it to your finger so you don't take it off in the middle of the night. And they could see if your oxygen drops and measure it and just record it throughout the evening. And if your oxygen, which really should be 96, 97 and above, dips into the 80s, or even the 70s, that's some scary stuff. That means you're getting less oxygenation. And, of course, we would think of apnea. And we would think of there's a couple different types. You have obstructive apnea. You have central apnea. Central apnea is when your body, your brain, and the breathing centers don't work right. Obstructive apnea is where your tongue falls to the back of your throat. Your tonsils are too big. Your neck has too much fat in it, so it causes you to have a narrow airway, and you are obstructing your airway, which is, of course, why you snore. We've talked about why you make the snoring sound. It's the same sound when you expel gas. When you have airway resistance, less room for air to go, it makes a sound. You know, but if something's wide open, no sound. because you're having less airway resistance. So when I hear loud snoring, I think of obstructive apnea. Look, you guys are practically getting your MDs just by listening to this show. Look how much you learned. Dr. Dahlia, man, I should open up a medical school, the Dr. Dahlia School. Yeah. I know. A lot of sound effects in that school. So anyway, so when you ask about the signs, again, the biggie is being fatigued. High blood pressure could be a sign of sleep apnea. That's why every single person that has high blood pressure should have a sleep apnea test. Really. But like I said, if you don't have time to go in for the main one, have them at least do a pulse oximetry, because if the pulse oximetry, which is the little probe on your finger, if it measures your oxygen and your oxygen is really low, then we know you have something going on. And remember, you don't want to be getting less oxygen than your neighbor, than your mailman, than your local politician, okay? Because less oxygen means your brain is being starved. And if your brain is being starved, you're going to be more at risk for dementia. I think another study came out 2 days ago saying poor sleep is linked to Alzheimer's. Well, of course. This is what I've been talking about. I brought this up in medical school where I thought that dementia and Alzheimer's had a link to people cutting off the air supply in their sleep. And everybody said, shut up, little girl. You don't know what you're talking about. Let the men talk. And I was like, yes, sir, fine. And get me coffee. All right, that's what they said in medical school. And here they are again and again. Now, poor sleep. What do they mean by poor sleep? Insomnia? Well, remember, your body rests. Your body, you know, is designed to rebuild and recoup during your sleep. But what is the one thing a sleep apnea patient has difficulty with? Sleeping. Remember, your body's intelligent. If you're cutting off your air supply when you sleep, if your oxygen is dropping really low, your body is going to wake yourself up. That's why, you know, and I love my husband to death, but this is how he sounds. What, huh? He wakes up. He wakes up. Yeah, I kick him sometimes because I want him to breathe, but if I'm not completely coherent, he wakes himself up because his body wants him to get up and get air. It's a very scary condition to have sleep apnea. In fact, I blame sleep apnea on my father's death. No, I'm not blaming Bobby Brown. I know everyone's blaming Bobby Brown this week, but no. No, I mean, I sincerely think my father had a heart attack first thing in the morning because he went all night with low oxygen. How much can the heart take? He was married to my mother. Yeah, and I was his daughter. True, that's, yeah. Yeah, but on top of that, how much can the heart take? All right, so I hope that helps. When we come back, a man smokes an electronic cigarette and it explodes in his mouth. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
In the past, I've taken a lot of different vitamins, some through health food stores, some that friends recommend.
Colleen talking about her experience with Super Sea Veg.
And with the Super Sea Veg, I was seeing a lot better results.
Super Sea Veg with Vita D and C-Cal is the most powerful dietary food supplement in the world today, and nothing else comes close.
Super Sea Veg is a whole food that makes me feel good.
Think of Super Sea Veg as the un-vitamin.
I have taken other things, and they just didn't work. This seems to work for me.
And Super Sea Veg comes with a 90-day money-back guarantee.
Store-bought vitamins do not have the supplement and the full, whole feeling I have from Super Sea Veg.
Get 15% off your first purchase on our website, superseaveg.com. That's super, SEAVEG.com. At checkout, enter coupon code UNVITAMIN. Or place your order at 866-SEA-VEG. That's 866-732-8344. Eating Super Sea Veg daily is eating right.
Do you use a CPAP breathing device to help treat sleep apnea and prevent snoring? If so, you should know big insurance companies and government regulations can affect the way you buy sleep apnea equipment. They decide what devices you receive, when you get replacement equipment, and even what you pay. Why limit the quality of your treatment? Break away from institutionalized healthcare and shop where you set the sleep therapy standard. Shop at CPAP.com. See what? CPAP. It stands for Continuous Positive Airway Pressure. CPAP.com has the equipment you want in stock and ready to ship today. Visit CPAP.com to see all of your sleep apnea equipment options or call toll-free 1-855-SNORE-11. That's 1-855-766-7311 to speak with a friendly sleep apnea expert who will answer all of your questions. Mention this ad for free shipping. Again, that's CPAP.com. CPAP.com. CPAP. Your money, your treatment, your choice.
Listeners, it's Jason Lewis, and now that the holidays have come and gone, it's time to get serious about our New Year's resolutions. For 2012, resolve to protect your most valuable asset, your family. Daily, we hear about all the crazy stuff happening around the world, unemployment, food shortages, natural disasters, just to name a few. For my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna and savory stroganoff that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. Visit WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample. And for a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's WiseFoodStorage.com or call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947 and enter promo code Lewis for a free sample and free shipping on any order. Peace of mind, the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
And we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow me on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia. And if you want the Dr. Dahlia Show at your local radio talk station, please call them up, email them, tell them to bring the Dr. Dahlia Show to their station, and Genesis Communications Network will make it happen. Big thanks to Donovan for working the dials. I know we were talking about an extremely important subject, sleep apnea, and I am going to have to move on because I didn't want to get to some medical headlines. We talk about it a lot on this show, and I've spent a significant amount of time throughout the years talking about your treatments. You know, I just talked about how you get sleep apnea. I know you all are thinking, well, then what do we do? Do we get our tongue cut out? No, you don't want to do that. Although I got to tell you, with this electronic cigarette explosion, the tongue flew out of the mouth by itself. We're going to be talking about that in a second. But the CPAP machines are probably one of the first things they're going to try, where they do the continuous positive airway pressure, push the air into you, try to bypass some of the obstruction from the tongue and the tonsils. You also have BiPAP machines. Sometimes doctors actually will take out the tonsils. Sometimes they'll even move the jaw, so the jaw comes forward so the tongue doesn't fall back as much. So there's a variety of things that could be done. But get it evaluated first. That's what is the main point to this. Okay, so let's talk about this Florida man. Oh, my gosh. Okay, this man from Niceville, Florida, Tom Holloway, 57 years old, was trying to quit smoking. So he was puffing on one of those electric cigarettes. Okay, and it blows up in his mouth. It took out his teeth, took out a huge chunk of his tongue, burned his face. From what I understand, they said it was like a bottle rocket in your mouth when it went off. But they said the battery flew out of the tube and it actually set the closet on fire. I mean, this is a huge explosion. All right. Apparently, North Bay Fire Department Division Chief Joe Parker said fire investigators do not know the brand of the electric cigarette, type of battery, or age of the device. It appears the battery was a rechargeable lithium because a recharging station and other batteries were in the room. That's after they wiped off the teeth and the tongue pieces. He's alive. He's in the hospital. He's alive. Parker said he was forwarded information about the blaze to the fire's marshal office to include in any databases of the device. This is the first one they've heard of it. Now, about 2.5 million Americans use electronic cigarettes, right? People are puffing on this all the time, right? The family has not answered requests for interviews. I don't blame them. I don't blame them. So he is being treated for burns to the face, tongue, laceration, teeth. I mean, just absolutely horrible. You know, here we are. We're telling you to stop smoking, screaming at you to stop smoking, right? No one's giving you real practical solutions. Oh, e-cigarette. Why don't you take an electronic cigarette? Again, this is a fluke. I've never heard of this happen. But I cannot stand seeing bad things happen to people trying to do something good. It just frustrates me. Okay, now this totally blew our minds. Did you guys hear about this person at the Heart Attack Grill? Heart Attack Grill in downtown Las Vegas. Very well-known food chain, right? But there was a gentleman in Las Vegas who was eating a triple bypass burger. They call these the triple bypass burger, the quadruple burger. Their menus are kind of cute. You know, they ask you your age, and you could say cougar, young chick, old, you know, geezer. You can put anything like that. You know, they ask you if you drink, and you know, you could say before breakfast. They ask you sex. You could say not enough when husband's out of town. Anyway, so they really tongue in cheek your experience there. But from what I understand, their triple bypass burger is about 6,000 calories, and their quadruple bypass burger is about 8,000 calories. Well, a gentleman who was eating one of those suffered a heart attack right then and there. Now, there's video coverage of him being wheeled out. People thought it was a joke, you know, because the place is called Heart Attack Grill. He was having sweats. He was shaking. He was experiencing chest pains. And I guess the owner, John Basso, they call him Doctor, opened the restaurant. And again, at first he said it was a joke. I guess the women are dressed up as nurses there. One of the nurses came back to me and said, Dr. John, we got a patient who's in trouble. And it really was a heart attack. I think it's like 3-4 patties and cheese and bacon. And I don't have a picture of it, so I can't tell you exactly what it all entails. But it's a 6,000 calorie burger. Now, I know I have said my piece on the government being involved in our eating habits, and I don't want to go into that talk right now, but I still, despite this happening, no, I do not want the government getting involved with our eating habits. The place is called Heart Attack Grill. They're giving you a burger the size of a missile, okay? I mean, this thing is tall, a small missile, all right? Rocket, little rocket. They're putting it in front of you, and there's calorie counts that you could obtain telling you you're consuming 6,000 calories. You should know better. He's alive. He lived. He's in the hospital from what we understand getting treatment. But, you know, I don't want to assume the average American is stupid. I think this guy knew gosh darn well what he was doing. He wanted to eat at the Heart Attack Grill and say he had something there. Well, right, just be smart about it. Maybe cut a very, very tiny piece, 1,000 calories of it, cut it into sixths, and then bring it home, freeze it, and you have dinner for a week. Maybe do that, but no. Don't try to eat the whole thing. You know, we were talking yesterday about on one of the other hours of my show, this preschooler in, I believe it was Carolina, who came to school with a pretty darn good lunch, turkey and cheese sandwich, apple juice, banana, some potato chips, and a state worker at this preschool decided to swap it out for chicken nuggets. Did you guys hear about that? Now, I'm sure you have. So mom gets a naughty note saying, you know, parents should not be packing, you know, children's lunches with unnutritional things. And you owe us $1.25 for giving the kids school lunch. Well, the kid only ate three chicken nuggets, didn't want to eat the lunch. He wanted to eat his turkey and cheese sandwich. He wanted to probably eat his banana. And a state worker went into the lunch. Now, this is my problem, okay? Okay, first, let's be devil's advocate. I understand there are parents sending their kids to school with candy apples and, like I was talking about yesterday, Reese's Pieces sandwiches. There are some idiots out there. Or a Pop-Tart sandwich, okay? Yes, I know there's people out there, all right, like that. However, what I remember growing up is as I would unpack my sack lunch, if I had a sack lunch, the teachers or the lunch ladies, as we called them, would walk around and watch us. They'd look and see what we pulled out of our bags. Nobody went in and actually touched our food. This makes me very nervous that state workers are opening up these kids' lunch boxes, going into the bag, and handling things. Why am I so paranoid? Well, didn't we just last week hear of the teacher, right, putting semen in the little kids' mouths and cockroaches? Okay, I'm not saying I don't trust the average state worker, and not all state workers are going to do that. But as a parent, I find it a huge problem that somebody is touching my child's food. They could have staph. They could be sick, have tuberculosis. They could maybe have, I don't know, semen on their hands. I don't want to sound paranoid, but nobody has any business going into something that's going to be in my child's mouth. So I have a huge problem with that. And if state workers or teachers want to see what these children are bringing and then decide if they need to have the school cafeteria jump in and give a different meal, they could do that during lunchtime. All right, even if there's 25, 30 kids in a class, you could still very quickly, within a couple minutes' time, survey what these kids are pulling out. And what blows our mind is it was a turkey and cheese sandwich. Really? What's so unhealthy about that? How is that healthier than chicken nuggets? Anyway, if you could stay on with us, we got another hour coming up. If not, you have a great rest of the way home. Later this week, we're going to talk about medical tax deductions on your IRS, so make sure you tune in this week. Take care, guys. Dr. Dahlia out.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.